And we are back now, speaking of the arts, with the fabulous Rob DeWalt. Welcome, Rob.
Happy Zozobra.
Happy Zozobra,
right?
Yes, indeed.
Right? They're setting them on fire tonight.
They are setting them on fire, and nice article about chilies in the Santa Fe Reporter this week.
Muchas gracias. God, people are so territorial about their chili, aren't they?
You think?
That's what I'm doing this weekend, is roasting more chili.
Excellent.
And putting it away in the freezer.
Now, Sally Blakemore also joins us.
Hello.
She is an artist and writer and illustrator and business person and...
Not quite.
...woman about town. And her latest book is called Human Beings, Ordinary Meetings with Extraordinary People. And we just wanted to give her a few minutes to talk about this book. You, Sally, will be speaking and presenting the book tomorrow night at the Dreaming Arts Studio, which is at 1432 Don Gaspar here in Santa Fe.
Victoria Rabineau's fabulous studio space.
Okay.
She's been working on dreaming books and personal books and journaling for 30 years.
Right.
So she has her beautiful books out, and she let me put my cardboard white paper cut China piece right in the middle of it.
Now, you do these paper cutouts, you do pop-up books. Is that part of this book, Human Beings?
Actually, that book, this was an amazing thing to me to know that I'm a storyteller, not really a writer. But my husband shaped it and edited it three times and put it into proper English. But this story is about how I always wanted to travel and never really had any money. And then I followed my passion and got into pop-up, and pop-up gave me all the traveling. So since 1988, before I got into the pop-up world, I went to Hong Kong just to taste Asia, and I just fell in love with China, and this was my seventh trip. The book documents how I met all the people in the industrial zones in China before I went into the villages. In April, I got to go to 9 minority people villages and just discover the most amazing kind of female energy. They're matriarchal.
Right.
So the book starts in Texas when I worked in a nursing home right out of high school. And then it goes through my first trip to Germany, and it covers Bali, Colombia. So about 7 countries it goes, and what I find there as far as just ordinary people being amazing.
And it's also illustrated with your
crazy,
beautiful art.
90 illustrations. And it took me 2 years to do it. And so what's coming out of it now is more research in China.
Now, you're going to be at the Dreaming Arts Studio tomorrow, Saturday, and then you're going to be doing another event later in the fall?
I'm doing one in Philly, September the 17th.
Okay.
I'm speaking at the Movable Book Society meeting, and all the paper engineers come in, and the new ones from China, pardon me, are amazing.
I love that term, paper engineer.
I know, it's crazy. It's just folding paper. And what I learned mostly is that I think the reason I love China so much is they invented everything that I love. They invented the free reed instrument, the accordion. They invented paper, printing, folding paper, and manufacturing.
Very interesting.
I
wasn't sure whether you were going to throw in a little bit of Chinese food there.
And Chinese food, of course.
Well, Sally Blakemore, more to come. Come back on the show, and we'll talk about the book in more depth.
We'll talk about the book, and thank you, and see you on Saturday.
See you on Saturday at 6 o'clock at 1432 Don Gaspar, the Dreaming Arts Studio. Do you have a website if there's more information?
Yes, it's www.artyprojects.com.
artyprojects.com. Sally Blakemore, we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Now, Rob DeWalt.
Now what? It's Friday.
It's Friday. Que viva la fiesta.
Que viva, almost. It's Zozobra, at least. We have fiestas.
Que muera el Zozobra.
I saw some great photos online of them moving him from the old Borders bookstore
Yeah.
on little flatbed, gigantic flatbed trucks, actually, this morning.
We had Andrew Lovato on the other day, who'd written a book about these 10-year-old children who steal Zozobra.
Yeah, yeah. I remember, I think I reviewed that book. That was a really, I mean, it's kind of a freaky story if you think about it. I mean, I talked to a lot of people who have lived in this town for ages who have had nightmares when they were kids about Zozobra chasing them, you know, getting loose while he's on fire, kind of, you know. So anyway, Zozobra is burning tonight, obviously, over there in Fort Marcy Park. And it's going to be quite a sheer... This
quite a
year,
show.
You
quite
know,
a
this
show.
Year, this year he's all gussied up like he was back in 1924.
And it's on a Friday.
And it's on a Friday, and it's Labor Day weekend, and you either love it or you hate it, but it's happening, and it's happened since 1924. So,
yep.
Too bad.
Yep. And I wonder if anybody who will be there tonight was there in 1924.
That's a good question. I bet, you know, if there was someone that was there in 1924, you know, Kiwanis and those guys, they know about him.
Yeah, yeah. Santa Fe Shakespeare Society, last chance to see As You Like It. And from 5:30 to 7:30 tomorrow at the Monte del Sol Charter School. Now, I think... I remember that they said that it was actually two performances. Okay, yes, the Sunday performance was added as well. So Saturday and Sunday. And Santa Fe Shakespeare Society does a great job. And so you get to see As You Like It two more times this weekend.
Cool. Tons of art openings. This is the sort of final Friday art walk in the rail yard area. And it's a really cool exhibit, and I'm going to have to try and say this without... Okay. Zane Bennett Contemporary has this great exhibition called A-Holes on Cell Phones, and it's wonderful drawings by Mark Dennis in sort of the vein of Lichtenstein, and basically it's basically like still images of people, drawings of people saying really bizarre things on their phones, like things that he overheard or...
Is it true? Like actual quotes?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, sometimes people take artistic license, especially artists. that's over there in the rail yard at Zane Bennett, and there's reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m.
Excellent.
That's going to be a really good one. And another one I think that is also going to be really good is David Richard Gallery has. An exhibition of glass sculpture by Sylvia Levinson, whom I adore. And there's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. tonight. That's also in the rail yard. You've got tens of thousands of people in the general downtown area with lots of art openings going on. Plenty of them happening on Canyon Road, but the final Friday art walk. And Site Santa Fe, you know, it's like from 5 to 7 p.m., they open their doors on the final Friday, and they just let you in. It's free.
Nice.
So, go check out the biennial.
Excellent.
While you're at it.
All right. Now, let's hear what's happening at Collected Works Bookstore on Tuesday, the 2nd of September at 6 o'clock. Renowned dancer and instructor Ruth Zipporra will present, discuss, and sign her book, Improvisation on the Edge, Notes from On and Off the Stage. She highlights the brilliance and immediacy of the improvisation process and the intricacies of live on-stage collaboration and talks about her life. She'll be joined by Joan Sutherland Roshi, founder of Awakened Life, a reimagined Zen practice, who contributed the foreword to Zipporra's book. And on Wednesday, the 3rd of September, at Collected Works, Michael Gelb, acclaimed author of Thinking Like Leonardo da Vinci, will present and sign his new book, Creativity on Demand, How to Ignite and Sustain the Fire of Genius. Gelb teaches a series of simple and potent practices to clear blockages and open the flow of creative energy. That's on Wednesday at Collected Works Bookstore, 6 in the evening. Lots of good stuff going on over there. How about Labor Day?
Labor Day?
That's Monday.
What's happening on Monday, Labor Day? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think it's one of those things where a lot of people make their plans for this weekend in advance. like way in advance, and it usually is one of the last chances that families get to like, you know, take their kids out to the country or go camping or whatever. But let me see. We've got the Tom Knobloch Jamboree. This is in honor of our good friend Tom, who recently passed away, and it's going to be Broom Dust Caravan is going to perform on Monday, and that is, I believe, at 7 p.m., and that's at the Jean Cocteau Cinema.
So, excellent.
So it's a great concert for you know, to remember a good friend from the arts community.
Very much so.
And to maybe help him out a little bit, his family and whatnot.
The Blender is especially vocal today, ladies and gentlemen.
sorry about that. That's,
yeah,
that's
you
my
know,
pacemaker. It sets off the blender.
That's how it works. Let's talk about the cat of the week. Cat of the week from Felines and Friends I'm having like verbal dyslexia today. This week's featured cat is Shilin. She is very sweet and playful. She is a beautiful girl with a short gray and white coat and a little white goatee under her chin. She is about a year old. And if you would like to adopt this beautiful cat, you can call 505-316-2281. For more information, you can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. You can also view her and all the other kitties that are available at fandfnm.org.
Neat.
Oh, you can also go to Petco, let's see, from Thursday through Sunday from 1 to 4, and Tecatoo in San Busco, first Saturdays from 10 to 2.
Awesome. The Fiesta de los Niños is this weekend over there at El Rancho de los Golondrinas.
Ah.
So there's games and craft demonstrations and live entertainment. That's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., I believe, on Saturday and Sunday. If you go to the Los Golondrinas website, you can find out more about that event. Ages 12 and under get in for free, which is kind of cool since it is a festival of children, to let them in for free, right? And here's something I wanted to mention this real quick before I forget. There is, on Sunday, August 31st, at Terra de Encantado, the second annual Farmers Symposium. So there's going to be sort of a farm-to-table lunch, and there's going to be an educational forum, and there's going to be talks on genetic modification and genetically engineered foods, and it's great. So, tickets are available by calling 946-5800. You can reserve your seat and get more info by calling that number, too. Beautiful setting, wonderful, wonderful chef, wonderful food, and it, very informative, this event, the one last year was. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Another gallery listing, Llewellyn Gallery, is having an opening, Jesse Blanchard, Amalgams of Color, and the show runs through the 21st of September. The reception is today from 5 to 7, 1613 Paseo de Peralta. And we are looking at The Screen, which is the wonderful movie theater on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, also known as SFOD, also known as Seafood. The movie is called The Trip. One of their movies that they're having right now is called The Trip to Italy, sequel to the 2010 comic masterpiece The Trip. From director Michael Winterbottom, starring Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon. Do you know anything about this film or the last one?
I saw the trip.
It was supposed to be good.
And it was. I don't know. I mean, it's sort of like a road movie, but like a road movie / buddy movie. But to me, it was just a little bit too slow paced. And I love Steve Coogan. But I'm interested in seeing this one and see what they do, you know, as a follow up, because he's one of the funniest people on the planet.
Well, food, landscape, and humor in Italy.
Yeah.
You know?
How can you go wrong?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
There's also a movie called Alive Inside, which is a joyous cinematic exploration of music's capacity to reawaken our souls and uncover the deepest parts of our humanity. That's a pretty big promise.
That is a pretty big promise.
But, you know...
This is cool. I kind of want to go see this. O'Keefe, Carolyn Wickwire, has got her one-woman show. And that is going to, it's a play by Lucinda McDermott, and it's at 8 p.m. There's a performance tonight. I know there's more than one performance. If you go to the Warehouse 21 website, you can find out more. But this is a great one-woman show about Georgia O'Keeffe, who sort of left an indelible mark on northern New Mexico and art in general. And you can go to brownpapertickets.com. This is the final weekend of it, too, so get out there and see it and support Warehouse 21 in the process.
Awesome.
Yeah.
There is a contemporary singing training workshop with Karen Hall this weekend's Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3, both days at Gig Performance Space. And it's fun, stress-free, contemporary singing training. And I guess for more information, they must have a website. It's gigsantafe.com, so okay. Check it out.
Yeah. And right where we're sitting tonight at the Santa Fe Baking Company, Carl Moore is having an exhibition reception for his photographs, and it's called Bailarines Cubanos, and they're beautiful photographs.
Yes.
They are unframed, and they're just really striking pictures of what I assume are Cuban ballerinas.
Yeah.
But there's a reception here at the wonderful Santa Fe Baking Company from 5 to 7 p.m. this evening.
Yeah, I think he went to, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he went to Holguín, Cuba, which is Santa Fe's sister city, or one of our sister cities, and photographed all kinds of dancers there. So
neat.
It's pretty cool. Lots of movement on the walls,
Speaking of movement, and I made fun of this online recently, and I caught a lot of flack for it.
Uh-oh.
But because basically my question was, how do you develop an entire festival around the act of stretching in public? So the Santa Fe Yoga Festival is all over the place, but tonight I believe Bishop's Lodge Ranch Resort and Spa, live music classes, Dharma talks. I know that yoga is a lot more involved than that. I was just trying to be coy. But if you go to SantaFeYogaFestival.org, you can find out more details about the Santa Fe Yoga Festival.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Lots of people love yoga.
Yeah.
When I do it because it's good for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it is really good for you.
Yeah. Oh, no, I do.
Keeps you loose and limber.
Yeah. I just, you know, it's sort of like going to a gym. I just can't do it. Like, I'll do it at home, but, I'm not going to do it in front of anybody else. I don't need to be smelling on anyone else's feet.
I've been going to Anytime Fitness, which is open 24/7.
Yeah.
And I have actually developed a small and healthy addiction to the rowing machine.
That is a very healthy addiction.
It is indeed. It's better than
cigarettes.
Cigarettes, alcohol, and illegal drugs. Moving right along, the Council on International Relations presents a world affairs discussion with Cheryl Rofer on disarming Syria's chemical weapons. It's on Thursday, the 4th of September at the Santa Fe Women's Club at 1616 Old Pecos Trail. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Lecture begins at 5:30. For more information, actually, let me just tell you, Rofer was at LANL for 35 years, where she managed environmental projects, cleanups, fossil fuels, laser and nuclear, etc. For more information, you can go to sfcir.org. You can also call 982-4931.
Cool. The Mariachi Matinee is on Wednesday. I can't believe that Fiestas is already here. It doesn't make any sense to me that December went that fast.
I know, it's sort of annoying.
It is annoying, but mariachi music is awesome.
I woke up this morning and it was cold outside.
Yeah, it was great. I love it. I love it. I sleep better when it's like that outside.
I like it when it's about 85 at night. Anyway, go ahead.
We've got the mariachi matinee. We've got that's on Wednesday. It starts on Wednesdays, right? And it's at the Lenzik, and it's a 2 p.m. matinee, okay? Also, the Fiesta Fine Arts and Crafts Show is downtown, of course, all weekend, so you can check that out. And I believe it's actually going to be up on Monday. It's going to be up on Labor Day as well, so that's pretty cool. And then we've got the Fiesta Melodrama, which I hear you had a little part in.
I had a very small part in, which confirmed my self-knowledge that I am not actually an actor.
Really?
Know thyself, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sure it was Tony Award worthy. I'm sure it was.
Yeah, when somebody gets up on the stage and after a minute says, I forgot my line out loud, you're thinking maybe that's not the person you want to cast in your next play.
I meant the Tony Soprano Award. Totally different thing.
Let's talk about Tanabe Shochiku and Wakamaya Takayashi. I'm sorry. But there's an exhibition of Japanese art, Zen Japanese art, today. It runs today through September 27th, and the exhibition is, the reception is from 5 to 7 today at Thai Modern, which is at 1601 B Paseo de Peralta. And it's merging of a couple of Japanese art forms, including bamboo art and that kind of high relief urushi lacquer.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it looks like it could be very beautiful. So go check it out at Thai Modern.
Okay, now this is making me feel old. Ohori's Coffee is having its 30th anniversary party on Saturday.
That makes you feel old?
Yeah, because I remember when they opened. You know? Anyway, that's from 4 to 6 p.m. at Ohori's Coffee over there on Cerrillos Road. It is a free event. There's going to be some Hawaiian music, and there's going to be free coffee in the courtyard. So go and wish the folks at Ohori's a happy 30th birthday.
Excellent.
Today. And what else? Oh, you know what? Tonight, this is going to be a cool party. At Mesa Recordings is presenting DJs Featherici, Spoolius Melange, and Brian Mayhall are going to be spinning at Skylight Santa Fe, the newest nightclub / restaurant here in town, down there on West San Francisco Street. Have you been yet?
I haven't been yet, but I was told that they have Latin nights on Thursday, so I'm going to start going, I think, on Thursday nights.
Cool.
Yep.
But that's going to be a great party. And I believe there's actually, it's also the place to be before and after the burning of Szobor today. If you want to get your dance on, that would be the place to do it.
And who doesn't, I ask you?
Yeah. What else?
I don't know. The things that I'm looking at right now seem to be in the deep and crazy future. Oh, wait a minute. Here's one that's happening this weekend. La Fontana Flamenco Group with Fernando Barros singing and Jonathan Morillas on guitar and Catalina Dancer from Taos is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. Two shows each night at 7:30 and 8:30 in the small cabaret space in the Mercado downtown just beyond the upstairs Blue Corn. You know what that is.
Uh-huh.
You go into the Mercado, you go upstairs, you see the Blue Corn, and right around there is Flamenco. And like I said, two shows a night, 7:30 and 8:30. For more information, you can call Melissa at 603-0743.
Cool. What's happening on the movie front? I know Boyhood is still in town because it's so good it's going to be around forever.
Yes.
Right?
As the actors in it who were doing the show for 12 years.
Yeah. But also, this is great, To Be Takai, the George Takai documentary, sort of covering this man's trajectory to internet fame and as well as being a bright spot for gay men and Asian men everywhere. And that is at the Jean Cocteau, as is Drunktown's Finest, which I also hear is very fantastic.
I really liked it. I think it could have been just a tiny bit better. There's a few places in it where you sort of think, they could have just used some improvisation to get the script right,
because
It feels a little bit written rather than the way people would speak.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't have even probably said that, because it's basically a very, very good movie. Uh-huh. It's a New Mexico-made movie. It feels like New Mexico. The acting is great. The story is great. The interwoven three stories of the three people in Drunktown, which is Gallup, New Mexico. You should go see it.
I should go see it. Gosh, what else? Land Ho is at the CCA. This is a film I really want to see. It's getting, well, I don't know that much about it, but it's getting very good reviews, even from the local press. And it's just, I'm going to go see it, and then I'll tell you about it.
That sounds like a good idea. Now, the Santa Fe Watershed Association kept on hearing about how we should adopt the Cat of the Week, and they said, well, what about adopting the river? Okay, help the Santa Fe Watershed Association keep our Santa Fe River vibrant by adopting a reach of the river. That means like a piece, a little stretch of the river. Steward teams disperse to different reaches of the river and collect debris and report back to the Watershed Association any issues or problems they find. It's an ongoing program with teams going out several times a year. And if you would like to be part of that, you can call Keely at the Santa Fe Watershed Association at 820-1696. And the river will be better. And she says, you know, medium-sized rocks, black and white with a dark patch over the bend of one reach.
I'm sorry. I was spacing out there for a second.
Santa Fe Watershed Association. How can it be time to go?
I don't know.
How can that have happened?
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, Rob DeWalt is with us often speaking of the arts.
You guys, if you're going to be out partying and stuff, take the $1 cab home. Don't drive.
Yeah, do not drink and drive. I mean, how many times do we have to say that? But we make it easy in this city for people not to drink and drive, so... Don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. And my email is, did I say my email? radiocafe@ksfr.org. We're also on Twitter at radiocafemc. And Rob DeWalt, speaking of the arts, happy fiesta, happy zozobra.
Yes.
Happy weekend.
Happy weekend. Happy chili roasting.
Happy chili roasting. And once again, don't forget to check out Rob's article cover story in the Santa Fe Reporter this week. And everybody have a lovely day. And, you know, we didn't even talk about dogs. Go out and adopt a puppy.
Yes.
Or a grown dog or anything. I'm going to stop now. Bye.